inflation once again picking up as Americans are paying more for everyday goods, groceries, and especially gas, as you all know. CBS 13's Brady Hoblive joining us live now with the latest data from dropped today from the feds.
Yeah, Marley, people can't catch a break right now, whether it's gas prices or groceries. It's hard for people to get by right now, and the Department of Labor newest report is showing just that. Now, according to the department, consumer prices rose 3.8% compared to a year ago, which is the biggest increase in about 3 years. One of the biggest drivers of that, of course, is the war in Iran, which is disrupting oil supply, pushing prices to near record-breaking levels. Now, gas prices alone jumped to 5.4%, and with the cost of fuel going up, it's having a ripple effect, making transportation, shipping, and groceries go up. And for many families, they're definitely feeling it right now.
I mean, we're still living paycheck to paycheck, and that's stretching it, honestly. It's very difficult to get the ingredients and quality food with a tight budget.
In the United States, we have a mandate where we're targeting a 2% inflation rate, and the Fed has been working really hard to try to get us back to that number after COVID. We haven't quite hit it, but this is a concern.
Mind you, Vanessa is a parent of two children, runs her own nonprofit, and also lives in a two-income household in the Bay Area, and says her grocery bill is well over $1,000 a month. And for her and many other parents that I spoke to today, say that they are in crunch mode right now, just trying to save every penny that they can just to weather this economic storm that we're in right now.